Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Listen, we are so excited to have you joining us here today. I'm telling you right now, this show is going to be off the chain. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to jump on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, do all that good stuff. Let them know where you're listening to. Let them know how to tune in, all that good stuff. We want you right here, parked right here with us on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So listen, let me tell you who I have featured today. I'm really excited and quite honored. In our first segment, we're kicking off the show with our Women in Ministry Spotlight. And you know, we love to do these spotlights. We featured past guests such as Dr. Medina Pullings, Dr. Cindy Trim, Dr. Olive Brown, co-pastor Susie Owens, Lady Maisha Cheney, and others. But today, I'm telling you what, listeners, you want to put your seatbelts on, because we have hanging out in the virtual studio with us, I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic shortly, prophetess Tara Carissa Hodges. You don't want to miss her. I am telling you what, you've seen her on national television programs like the Word Network. You've seen her in magazines like Essence Magazine. Oh, my goodness, a dynamic book we're going to be talking about, Unapologetically Anointed, that's exclusively available on her website. She's a graduate of Florida A&M University and just a powerful woman of God, so you don't want to move it. But listen, the second segment, you want to keep it locked right here as well, because we have Julia Royston joining us. She's back by popular demand. She's an author. She's a motivational speaker, a teacher, a singer, a songwriter, a consultant, and she has a brand new book out, a little bit of a step away from her normal literary work. You want to hear about her brand new book called Jillian. We're going to talk about that, and then we're going to wrap up in the third segment with Melissa Arha in our new artist spotlight. She is an international evangelist, psalmist, anointed by God to shift atmospheres and transcend racial, gender, age, and denominational barriers in the church. And she has a new single out in a few days called Stronger. So that's today's show. But listen, we're ready to jump right on in, because I have my guest hanging out with me right now. Hopefully she's been enjoying the virtual green room with our virtual snacks in there. But again, I'm quite honored. I've been following her for some time now on Twitter, and I'm excited that I can actually talk to her and share her with our audience. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up to the mic right now, prophetess Tara Carissa. Hello, welcome.
Blessings, woman of God. Thank you so very much for having me. To God be the glory.
Yes, yes, for all the things he has done. Oh, my goodness. Now, listen, we got to chat about this video that's on Facebook that you did. No cameras, no lights, nothing fancy, but over 2 million hits. What has that felt like, seeing that?
I am literally floored. I am literally blown away, literally. I had just stepped out of service in D.C., and that was just resting in my spirit. God dropped that word in my spirit, and so I shot the video, and I put it up on Facebook, not knowing that it would literally go viral and get over 19,000 likes and over 1,000 comments and over 2 million views, and I am literally in shock and awe. But I give God the glory, because God knows that somebody needed that word, and that's why I tell people, you can preach your greatest sermons outside of the pulpit, because in that particular video, it's quite obvious my pulpit was the car. And so that's why I tell people, stop waiting to receive an invitation to preach at somebody's conference. If you just get busy where you are, God will open the door and God will make the way, because the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Waiting for platforms and waiting for invitations when we are the platform, and just put out what God has spoken to you, right?
Absolutely. We are the church. You are the church. And you don't have to wait to get an invitation to a building. If you just be who God has called you to be, and if you're just obedient right where you are, you will literally see the floodgates of heaven open for you and take you places that you've never imagined. Why? Because it's not really God taking you places. It's God taking the God on the inside of you places. And I really want people to understand that ministry is not industry. It's not about you. It's not about your fame. It's not about your platform. It's not about where you can go in your cars and your money and none of that. That's not what ministry is about. That's industry. But ministry is about God. Ministry is about reaching out to people. Ministry is about allowing God to use you to be a balm in Gilead for somebody through the power of his spirit working through your life, working through your words, working through your actions, working through your obedience.
My God. Listeners, I told you, you didn't want to move from this show here. We are already getting power nuggets from this woman of God. So before, Prophetess, before I get too out of sorts, let's go back. I'd love to hear how ministry started for you. What was your start?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I really can say that ministry started for me since I was a toddler. I remember being 3 years old. I remember being in elementary school and my mom receiving notes from my teacher, Terry, saying that she's seeing angels walk through the classroom. And my mom literally still has those letters from teachers today. But I knew at 16 that I was called to preach, but I did not get into ministry full time until 2009. And literally, in 2009, I did a conference that I put on myself. It's time to give birth. And everything has just opened up from there. Talking about getting busy right where you are, I love to write. I primarily consider myself to be a writer. And this was when MySpace was really big. And I would take the MySpace and I would write blogs. And literally, I would have pastors say, I preached your blog this Sunday. And I had well over 10,000 subscribers. And again, I just tell people that everybody's waiting on the microphone. But it's just like God told Moses, what's in your hand?
What's in your hand? What can you do right now with what you have? And so did you, when you were called and you started preaching, did you think that you would have the opportunity to go on all of these international platforms? You've had certainly invites, South Africa and England and Ghana and Australia and Bahamas, and the list just goes on. Did you see it that big?
I honestly did not. I honestly did not. In fact, in 2009, I walked away from a corporate job with a publishing company for a major airline. And part of my perk was that I could fly anywhere that airline flew for free. I could just jump on a flight. And so when God called me off that job, I had an attitude with God. I'm like, wait a minute now, God. You're not only messing with my money, but now you're messing with my travel. Not
right.
To realize that just a few years later, I would be traveling again anyway. And so you cannot beat God's giving. If God tells you to give up something, it's because he's going to give it back to you in a greater manner. I never will forget driving by the airport and just thinking, Lord, will I ever take a flight again? And now I drive by the airport, and I'm like, Lord, am I supposed to fly out today? I can't remember. Somebody help me. I don't want to miss this flight. And it's crazy.
Yes.
And you know, it has literally gotten to the point. I am literally saying, okay, I can't come to that conference. I'm so sorry. And it's just amazing the doors that God has opened. And that's why I tell people, you don't have to sleep your way to the top. You don't have to kiss nobody's tail to get to the top. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do to get to the top. If you just remain faithful, God will favor you.
God will favor you. Oh, my goodness. A living testimony right here, listeners. Women in ministry, our featured guests. I see you all coming in on the phone lines. Welcome those that are hanging out with us from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Thank you for joining us. We're featuring Prophetess Tara Carissa. All right. So, like I said, I found you, I think, from Twitter. I don't know how far, but I've been following you for some time on Twitter, and you always consistently have very profound tweets. How has social media impacted your personal ministry?
Oh, my goodness. Social media literally is the cause for 90% of my ministry engagements. I oftentimes ask people, well, how did you hear about the ministry? Oh, Twitter or Facebook or YouTube. And so it really has been a blessing, and I just give God the glory for that. Now, I tell people, if you got to be on my Instagram page, I'm not as ministry there. I tweet a lot about restaurants that I'm at and when I'm on the beach, because I want people to see the human side of me. People have to understand that as vessels of God, every day I'm not in my prayer closet. Every day I'm not on a fast. No, I go out and I enjoy my life. But above and beyond that, most people find out about my ministry through social media.
And listen, I have to put a shameless plug right in here, and I'm so glad that you said that. And I have heard other dynamic women and men of God say how powerful social media has been. So if you are someone that's on social media and you're struggling trying to use it and you're like, I want to get more speaking engagements, listen, you need to go over to charvette.com. You might be listening from there right now. I've got a great opportunity for you. Check that out, a group coaching that's going to help you get noticed on Facebook. So that's my shameless plug. Can you tell listeners how they can
nothing wrong with
that. Yes, ma'am. How they can follow you on all of your networking sites?
Absolutely. If you go to my website, Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com, you will literally see the icons for all of my social media. Simply click on those icons, and you will be connected to my page. So, again, that website is Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com.
All right, and I have also put that website link on charvette.com, so if you're over there already, you can just click there. Okay, so I'd love for you to share some advice for other women in ministry, maybe just starting out, maybe just accepting the call or just walking in the call. What advice would you give to another woman in ministry?
You need to seek God for your identity instead of trying to duplicate someone else's. That is the key. You can admire a lot of people from afar. You can celebrate them. You can love them. But there will never be another Dr. Juanita Bynum. There will never be a Dr. Medina Pullen. There will never be another Tara Carissa. The world needs you. We need your flavor. We need your revelation. We need the angle that God has given Scripture to you. And so often people go on social media and they try and duplicate what they see. But here's the thing. Someone else's ministry is just that. It's their ministry. It's not yours. And so often we can think, well, if only I'm like them, I will get their level of success. That's not true. God needs what's on the inside of you. The world needs what's on the inside of you. So my strongest piece of advice to anybody in ministry, men or women, is to get in your private prayer closet and say, Lord, show me who I am called to be in you, and come off of social media comparing yourself to other people.
My goodness. And you know what? I heard Dr. Nikita Garris Watson say this weekend, sometimes people are looking at the glamour of the ministry, the glamour side, and they don't know the turmoil and the struggle and the spiritual battles. They don't see that part. They just see the glamour part. So when you be careful, she said, be careful. Yeah.
Absolutely. I just ministered in Mobile, you know, about this on this past Sunday. But additionally, I never will forget, a few months back at the top of the year, I was at dinner, Sunday dinner with my family, and I received a phone call. And it was a lady that's been following my ministry for years. And she said, woman of God, I just went to a service, and there was another female preacher there, and she preached one of your sermons off of YouTube verbatim. And she said, I know it, she said, because I've listened to your sermon so many times that when she would get to certain catchphrases and certain nuggets, I knew where she got it from. And she says, what should I do? I said, be silent and say nothing. She said, you mean to tell me you're not upset? I said, no. I said, have you read Acts? I said, have you read the book of Acts, particularly Acts 19? I said, in there we see where a group of men are going about trying to perform miracles that they've seen Jesus and his disciples do, particularly his disciples. Jesus had transcended by then. But and the demons, the demonic spirits said very clearly, they said, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? And those same men that were trying to duplicate what they saw got attacked. Let me tell you something. I don't preach sermons I have not had to live. And so if you want to duplicate something that somebody else has preached, be sure you want to duplicate what they had to live to get the revelation of what they just preached. Because the anointing that you're trying to duplicate is going to draw an attack. And if you don't know what you just got done preaching about, you might end up in a worse condition than you were before you tried to preach what was never yours to preach to begin with. You better preach your revelation. You better preach the level that you're on. You better preach what God has given you and leave other people's stuff alone.
Yes, well said, well said. Oh, my goodness. Somebody needs to tweet that, and if you do, make sure you give Prophetess Tara Carissa the credit for that. Absolutely, absolutely.
We don't only give me the credit if you don't want them spirits to show up at your house.
right. See, that's real talk.
That's Bible.
That's Bible, absolutely. So you have a program, Life Now Coaching Program. Talk a little bit about that.
I love Life Now Coaching. It literally was birthed out of me traveling the world preaching and women wanting more after I've done the altar call, because there's just some issues that people don't have time to talk about at the altar. They want to speak to someone one-on-one, and that's how Life Now Coaching was birthed. It was birthed in 2009. I stopped counting how many people I've coached about 3 years ago when we got over 1,000 people, so I'm sure we're well into 3,000, maybe even 4,000 people, and now over 25 countries. But it literally allows me to connect one-on-one with people, and literally, I could coach all day, every day for 24 hours straight if I wanted to, but I can't because I have to balance it against other things. But that's how overwhelming the response has been, because people are hurting, and people want to hear what is God saying. And I tell people, now, coaching is not for a prophetic word. Coaching is for strategy. Now, God may use me to give you a prophetic word, but I don't sell prophecy. So you're not signing up for $25 to get a prophetic word. I'm not a charlatan. However, if in, you know, the strategy coaching, you know, word comes up, that's fine. It will go forth. But a lot of times we don't need another word. We need wisdom. We need to see what is the pattern that needs to be broken, because a lot of times what we're blaming on a generational curse is not a generational curse. It's a generational mindset. It's a generational pattern. And so this kind, it's not going to go by nobody slinging oil on you. This kind will go by you getting wisdom, getting knowledge, getting strategies, getting a new mindset so that the pattern can be broken.
Oh, I'm so glad you said you are not signing up to get your own individual prophetic word. Oh, that, I'm so glad you cleared that up. But this is about strategies to overcome negative cycles, identifying purpose, overcoming pain from the past, all of that. I'm just jumping over. I'm just getting this off your website. So that's what they are signing up for. Now, do you have slots available? Are you accepting new coaching clients?
Absolutely, all the time. This week is booked solid, but if people are interested in a one-on-one life coaching session with me, they can simply email Tara, T-E-R-A, at Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com. Please be patient. Literally, my ministry averages over 1,000 emails a day. I'm certain that me and my team don't get to all of them. So please be patient. I usually ask for up to 48 hours before you expect a response, because we are literally swamped. But, yeah, this week is completely booked, but I'm always rolling into the next week already with a full calendar. But when I do have openings, I'll typically tweet about it or Instagram about it or put it out on Facebook for it. But for your callers who are listening in, if you want a one-on-one session, simply email Tara, T-E-R-A, at Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com. I have literally coached celebrities, pastors, ministers, lay people, regular people, you name it. And I don't care how gifted you are. I don't care how anointed you are. I say it all the time. The best heart surgeon still cannot do surgery on himself. Everybody needs a coach. I don't care how gifted you are. I don't care how anointed you are. I don't care how fabulous you are. I have a coach. I have people who counsel me. I have people who speak into me. We're not designed to do this thing called life alone. There's nothing wrong with reaching out for help from the privacy of your home or your car or wherever you choose to run your session from, because it is run from your phone. All over the world, you can be in any world, in any country in the world, and we can do that. We just have to agree on a specific time, and we're ready to rock and roll. So, again, if you're interested, Tara, T-E-R-A, at Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com.
Wonderful. And shout out to a listener from Instagram, Valerie. There's your answer right there. You asked, can we talk to her? So, yes, you can schedule a coaching session, and that is your opportunity to talk to Prophetess Tara. There you go.
Absolutely. One-on-one.
One-on-one. There you go. Okay, so let's talk about your book that's exclusively available on your site, Unapologetically Anointed. First of all, I love that title. How did you come up with the title?
You know what? Literally, that was birthed during a season where I felt that people wanted me to apologize for being anointed because I was the age that I was. I think I wrote that book in 2009. I'm 32 years old now, so do the math. And so I just said, wait a minute. I don't care how old I am, unapologetically anointed. If God has anointed me, baby, you're going to have to deal with it because he's not taking the anointing back, and I'm not going to apologize for it. You know, Apostle Paul told Timothy, let no one despise you because of your youth. We look at David. He was the youngest of all of his brothers, but it was him that God chose to take down Goliath. And look, we look at Jesus. Jesus, from 30 to 33, had the most powerful ministry that the world has ever seen, and the Pharisees hated him in part because of his age. But you have got to get to the place that if God gave you your anointing, if God gave you your talent, if God gave you your gifting, if God gave you your destiny, if God gave you your purpose, you will not discount it by apologizing to people who, in the grand scheme of things, don't matter as it relates to the call of God that's on your life. Who are you to have a problem with who I am?
Ooh, and you know what, and that could not only be related to age but to gender, because there's still a lot of that women preachers deal with compared to male preachers.
And that may be true. I personally don't have time to deal with it. I think the last time a man said, I don't think that women should preach, my response is, I'll be preaching this Sunday at 11 a.m. You're welcome to come and fellowship. Because I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. And I found out something about spirit. When you get bold with them, they leave you alone. See, spirits only torment people who don't fight back. But it's scripture. When you cast a light in the dark, when you call that Goliath forth and say, here I am, you might think you're getting ready to battle me, but I'm simply going to take aim. That spirit has a way of leaving you alone. And I'm hearing God say, some of you are being bullied because you won't stand up to the bully. It's not all about what you do, but how you do it. You can do it in love, but you can do it firmly in love. I'm not mad with anybody, but you must understand that if I am in my lane and you cross into my lane, you have now given me the right of way to respond as I deem necessary.
Amen. We receive the word. We receive the word. All right. Oh, my goodness. So what nuggets are in this book that would help the listeners?
So many nuggets. It's a quick read. It actually ends with a prayer at the end of every chapter. But Unapologetically is Anointed. It really deals with how to survive the enemies on the inside of the camp. See, so often we're used to enemies outside of the camp fighting us.
Yeah.
But what do you do when your enemy is anointed? Because let's be clear, Saul was anointed.
Yeah.
Saul was anointed. And so David understood, I've got to battle Saul a little bit differently than I battle Goliath. Both of them are wrong, but one of them is anointed and one of them is not. So what do I do when my enemy is anointed?
My goodness. Oh, my good listeners, you got to get that. You've got to get the book just for that. My goodness. Oh, my! You could do a whole preaching series on that. I mean, that is, and that probably is how you got to the book, really. Wow. Unapologetically Anointed. So, listeners, again, you can pick that up from the website. I want to be conscious of your time. My last question for you, what continues to motivate you? The goal of this show is to motivate, excite, and influence our listeners. What continues to motivate you?
You know what? Testimonies into the ministry. I'm always blessed when people say that word changed my life, that word healed me, that word delivered me. That is my life's purpose. I know I'm in my life's purpose, and I'm so humbled. I'm so grateful. And so what keeps me going is when somebody says, I never will forget preaching in New Orleans, and I was going to preach one sermon. And God, I'm sitting there in the pulpit, and God says, no, I need you to minister on a different topic. And this is why I tell ministers, you got to have enough word on the inside of you so that if God says shift, you can preach from scriptures that's in you because you know it, not because you just ran over it last night. And when I took to the pulpit to preach, after the service, a woman of God, go bring something in and show it to you. And I said, sure. And she went to her car and she brought me in her suicide note. She said, you didn't know this. She said, but I was prepared for this to be my last service. She said, I was going to go kill the man that molested my son that I just found out about 3 days ago. She says, I was going to drive by my mother's home, put this suicide note in the mailbox, and then I was going to drive to the river and kill myself. Testimonies
Jesus.
Like that, that's what
Jesus.
Keeps me going. Because I understand that the enemy is nobody's friend. The enemy wants to take everybody else. The Bible says, we know this, that the enemy comes for three reasons only, to steal, to kill, and destroy. And so if God can use me to battle an enemy who don't like me, and quite frankly, I don't like him either, honey, that is satisfaction to my soul. Because God has a purpose for everybody's life, and it's not destruction. I don't care what bad decisions you've made. I don't care what regrets you have. I don't care how many embarrassments and humiliations and how much shame that you have. If you turn your life over to God, God can still get glory out of your story. But what the enemy does is he messes with your mind to cause you to think it's all over. I might as well throw in the towel. But let me tell you something. As long as you have breath in your body, you might as well stay in the race. The only somebody that should go ahead and throw in the towel is the enemy, because we know how his story ends. The Bible is clear. He's on the losing side, and he can never be redeemed. But as long as you have breath in your body, I don't care if you're in a prison cell, I don't care if you're in a hospital, God says that he can take your shame and use it to set you up for the next victory in your life that will bring you glory, give him glory, give you a new testimony for the very
yes.
that you never thought that you would survive.
My God. Oh, my goodness. Prophetess, I have people coming in from Twitter, from Facebook. Shakita Lee says, Tara Carissa is blessing me on the show right now. Thank you so much for your authenticity and for just being a powerhouse representation for women in ministry and for people, period. We just want to salute you and say thank you so much for spending just some time with us and pouring into the listeners. It went by so quick, but I want to just thank you so much. One more time, can you let them know how they can connect with you? Listen, you got 88,000 followers on Twitter and a bunch on Facebook and all that good stuff. Let them know again how they can connect with you so they can continue to experience the power of God through your life.
Well, absolutely, and again, to God be the glory. Thank you so very much for having me. You can go to my website, Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com, and simply click on my social media links. On Twitter, I'm Tara Carissa, T-E-R-A-C-A-R-I-S-S-A. On YouTube, it's the same, but again, just go to my website, Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com, to get connected to all of the links. I'm also excited about Periscope, getting ready to launch that very soon. Then also,
yeah.
if you would like a one-on-one coaching session with me, simply go to Tara, T-E-R-A, at Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com. Please give my team up to 48 hours to respond, and I promise you, together we can join together in prayer and attack this thing called life. In a one-on-one coaching call with me right from the comfort of your home via your phone.
Wonderful. And listeners, if you are interested in looking at that video that we talked about that now, right now, has 2,100,000 views.
Wow.
It's a public post. It's a public post on my page. It's also on Prophetess Tara's page as well. So it's just going to continue to grow. So thank you so much again for stopping by. We're going to let you go. We'll just have to have you back another time. But we thank you so much for being with us.
Anytime. Thank you for having me. Be blessed.
All right. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and my second guest is hanging out in the virtual green room. We're going to be talking to Julia Royston, author, motivational speaker, teacher, singer, songwriter, consultant, and we're going to hear all about her brand new book. Don't you move.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Some women wait a long time to get married. They do all the right things. They go to school. They build a thriving career. They own a home. They drive a luxury car, and they dedicate years of service to their church or community. But where is the love? Jillian Foster was no different. She was asking herself the same question. Where is her love? When would it be her turn? Since she waited so long, when the right man comes along, everybody should be happy, right? Maybe not. Oh, that's a quick snapshot about Jillian, Women of the Fellowship, by our next guest that's coming up to the mic. Yep, I know I got your appetite. I got you right there. I pulled you right on in with that, so we're excited. Julia Royston is joining us live on the air. Hello, Julia.
Hi, Charvette. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you for that great introduction. Ooh, didn't it get your appetite wet to read, Jillian? Ooh,
yes, yes. Now, I'm telling you, and I said earlier, you are certainly backed by popular demand, a friend of the show. We talked to you before, a publisher, yourself, and author, and
yes,
all of that. But this has gone a different direction, a little bit of a departure from your normal literary work. So tell us about what direction you went with this book.
Well, this is romantic fiction, totally taking me to a new direction. Normally, I write inspirational, devotionals, nonfiction. I've been writing empowerment, business
But I just wanted to venture out into the romance fiction, kind of expand my horizons as an author a little bit and launch out to me out into the deep waters. I've read a lot of romance fiction, and I've always wanted to do that, and this is my first venture out, and I'm really excited about it. I asked God, you know, how are we going to do it? What are we going to do it? And so he gave me the idea, and I basically kind of embellished my own story. I just took it to the next level and just used my imagination and creativity and went for it. I really, really like it, really, really do. So I hope others enjoy it and buy it and experience the love of Jillian as well.
Yes, and so you're happily married. Big shout out to your husband, and I know I saw a shout out somewhere.
Yes.
How did he help you with this book? Was he in got any kind of influence,
well, you know,
any kind of support?
Yes, most definitely. Well, you know, most people do not know. I was married before and was divorced in 94. So I waited 13 years before I was remarried. So I got married again in 2006. So totally different man, totally different, wonderful relationship. He's a wonderful man. So I said, And, you know, as a matter of fact, I have to confess this, that in when the editor was going through the book, he said, did you really need to put Brian in there? I was like, oops, that was the wrong name. That wasn't the actual character's name. The character's name was Byron, but he said, you know, so I had to really make sure I went back through and double-checked it with a fine-tooth comb, even after that, because I just found myself typing his name, typing my husband's name instead of the character's name. So, you know, fiction is totally different than writing nonfiction. It, you know, it really, you know, with dialogue and timing and setting and pacing and revealing the story and keeping it page-turning, it really took me out of my comfort zone and expanded my horizons, but I'm really proud of it. I really am. I really am.
Wonderful. And so did you have any kind of struggle about normally, you know, having devotional, and you're certainly from a Christian background, but this is a romance. Was there any conflict that you felt because of the genre?
Well, just a little bit, not much, because it is Women of the Fellowship series, so the young woman is a part of a church and does have a very spiritual life and really does want to live the wholesome life and, you know, just wants to give her body to her husband, not to just anybody, not just anywhere, anytime, so that really wasn't a major conflict, just trying to be truthful, not just to the story, but to the genre itself. And I think that was probably my most conflicts, not even just the topic or the subject matter or being true to my Christian roots. It really wasn't that much of turmoil, just as much as I really wanted to be. I wanted to be good, you know, as a writer.
Yeah.
And not so much the topic and the subject matter, so.
Okay, so let's describe some of the characters in the book. So certainly we were talking about the main character, Jillian. What kind of personality does she have?
Well, Jillian is a librarian. She's an information person. So she's, you know, she's always been plus size, so she's been kind of a plus size sister all her life. So the whole weight thing she struggled with. Not really low self-esteem, but it's always been an issue. But she's finally coming to her own and comfortable in her own skin. But, you know, that's that just that one little piece. You know, you're successful in all the other areas of your life, but then there's that one thing that causes you always be praying about, you know, my look, my weight, my issue of, well, is it my size? Does he really like me for me? Does he like me for my career? Does he like me for my business? Does he think I have a lot of money? You know, what is it that is really attracting, or does he just love me for me? And I think that's a lot of issues that a lot of, especially professional women and Christian women, have today is when trying to have relationships. And you also have to be careful when you're with a man or in a relationship and you're gifted or you're called to ministry and you're really active in ministry. Because if you attach yourself to the wrong person, they could be jealous of you, and then all of a sudden your gifts don't explode, but everything collapses. And that's one thing that I could say with my husband. The prophecy was when you get married, everything in your life will really explode. So I was really very cautious about the person personally that I married. And then, of course, Jillian's character has the same similar, like, what's he really after? What's he really wanting? And so when you're in ministry and you really high profile in ministry or up front, and you don't even really have to be nationally known, just be a praise and worship leader every Sunday at a church. It just it does have an impact on your ministry and where you'll go to the next level. If you link yourself to the wrong person and not who God's will is for your life, it can really, really be detrimental. But I can truthfully say in my own life, it has just exploded. I mean, the things going on in my life, I never could have imagined, I promise you. So it has a lot to do with linking yourself up to marrying, dating, in relationship with the right person romantically. But, of course, as you know, it carries over into business as well. I mean, in business relationships and community relationships and networking, it's all a part of that. So, fortunately, you know, I can't reveal the story because you got to read it. But, you know, there are people in your life that are really there to build you and take you to the next level and want to see you expand and do all that you are called to do, even things they don't know and even things you don't know, and help you reach the desires of your heart. But there's always someone who's sitting on there over there to the side with the green-eyed monster, you know, just the whole jealousy piece and really trying to destroy what God has for you. So read it. It's got a little adventure, you know. It's got a little mystery in it, too, as well. So, I can't reveal that, but it's fun. It's fun. I love the cover, and I really have to talk about the cover. When you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, it's available in Kindle, Nook, so you can download it directly to your Kindle or Nook. It's available in paperback and on Amazon and on BarnesandNoble.com. But the cover, I had a vision of it for about 2 years. And I actually wanted two people that were really in love and very, could be very romantic in it. And I'm excited to say that the couple that is on the cover are actually married. They're actual married couple. So we didn't have any inhibitions about anything as far as romantically because they're actually married. So there are a couple in Nashville, Tennessee, the Macklins, and I'm excited for what it's done for them because they're like, your friends are on the cover. And so it's wonderful. So they really
and it's gave beautiful.
Me the hotness I needed. Yes.
Yes. Like and so listeners, if you're on Charvette.com, the cover is right there in my blog post about Julia Royston. If you're just tuning in, hey, those hanging out on the phone lines, all that good stuff, we're glad to have you. Our author spotlight with Julia Royston. Okay, so let's talk about some of the characters because you kind of struck a chord about sometimes people having jealousy and sometimes people having issues. Sometimes it starts with your family. So I'd love to hear about Dolores and John, which are the parents of Jillian. Talk about their personalities.
Well, Dolores and John are very supportive. They're very loving. But like anything else, they want their child to be healthy. And, you know, it's back. You know, you have to think when she was a teenager, 40-some years ago, you know, thin was in, you know, the thin girls. Don't you want to be like the little thin girls? Don't you want to be like the little? But, you know, sometimes your parents have good intentions, but they don't really fully realize what they can do emotionally for you in relationships. So I caution parents that to really be careful that there's a balance between your not just your outside looks, but your inner self-esteem as well. Because, you know, one thing about it, you know, your outside look is important, yes, and grooming and all that, but it should never take the place of making sure that the inside, because we've seen people in society and everywhere that have been gorgeous on the outside. It seemed like they had the world in the palm of their hand, but they were not happy on the inside. The inside was decaying and just in torment. but the outside just look gorgeous. But, you know, making sure that you have that fine line between, yes, keep the outside together, but make sure the inner man is happy and at peace as well, because we know that the inner turmoils, they're eventually going to come out. So they're parents with great intentions, want education and everything for their children, but they don't realize that, you know, the potential detriment it can have on you just working on the outside and not realizing that you need to build up the emotional man as well as the outside person. So they're great parents. I think they have great intentions, but sometimes, you know, every child doesn't come with a manual or a book.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it doesn't say, say these things and those things won't happen, or say these things and these things will happen. It doesn't necessarily go that way. So she's got great parents. She's got a great sister, and the guy she's really interested in, Byron, he's got a twin brother. So my husband is a twin as well. Uh-huh. He's a twin, but, of course, my husband's a fraternal twin. And in the book, I made the twins identical, a medical miracle in that they can be identical but totally different colors. One could be dark brown and the other one could be light, but they're still identical, which is, you know, that's fiction. You can take it to the next level of where you want it to be. I have it set in one of my favorite cities that I used to live in, which is Cincinnati, Ohio. I lived there for 2 years. And so I kind of had an idea, and so if you live in the Cincinnati area, there's going to be, you know, some shout-outs to some of my favorite spots in Cincinnati and a tribute to culture and everything in Cincinnati. So I trust you enjoy it, but, yeah, Cincinnati's 100 miles from my hometown, Louisville, so that's kind of the tri-state area, Louisville, Cincinnati, Indianapolis. That's kind of big, a 100-mile triangle. You can be in any of those three cities in 100 miles. So that's kind of my tribute to this area. So really excited about that, really excited about Jillian, and just delving into the romantic fiction genre as well. And so character development is really critical, really bringing out the personality of the person. I think that is really important, and not only just the emotion of the person, but being able to physically do that. As a publisher, I really have had frontline view or firsthand view of being able to make that happen, and really taking my own advice of, can you see Jillian? Can you hear Jillian? Can you smell Jillian? Mm. Can you see her walking down the hallway? Could you see her, pick her out in the street? You know, have I described her enough that you'd say, oh, yeah, there's a Jillian walking down there, you know, with the ponytail swinging and the knit pantsuit and the shoes and the bag to match, and the pushing the automatic unlock on her Mercedes Benz and pulling up into her condo and high rise.
Go on,
you know,
girl.
I tried. Yeah,
I
yeah.
See her.
Oh, yeah.
I see her.
You know,
if I'm
doing it, I want it to be, you know, and knowing she's got a housekeeper, but then knowing she can lead worship on Sunday morning and worship just like anybody else, hands going up in the air, no matter how career successful that she is, she's still a worshiper. She's still a server. She still reaches out to her community. She still encourages the young people to be all that they can be and passes it on down, that checks on their grades and checks on the kids at church. And, you know, just that's who she is a lover of all people, no matter how academically astute she is or career she has risen. She still has a heart for all people, period, you know, no matter who they are, and so that they can be successful as well. So, yeah, that's just really exciting to me.
Awesome. It sounds great. We're moving into fall. You know, people are hunkering down and they're getting in front of the fireplace and all that. So tell them how they can purchase a copy of Jillian.
Well, you can get Jillian at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Of course, it's in Kindle and Nook version, so you can get everything directly there. If you want more information about me, JuliaRoyston.net pretty much has everything there. All of my connections, you know, my praise and worship side, my publishing arm is BKRoystonPublishing.com. That's B as in boy, K as in kite, publishing. BK Royston, I'm sorry, R-O-Y-S-T-O-N, publishing.com is my first publishing company. As a matter of fact, I have established a second publishing company, Royal Media and Publishing.
Oh, congratulations.
People,
yes.
Thank you, thank you.
Let me give you a big round of applause for that.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, so that's kind of expanded kind of my, you know, you always talk about branding, Charvette, and so
yes.
it's very delicate trying to mix genres of books and brands. And so my BK Royston Publishing is, of course, my faith-based brand. And Royal Media and Publishing is going to be my general topics that may be a little delicate for BK Royston Publishing to be a part of.
Got
but
it.
Critical voices and messages that must be heard. So Royal Media and Publishing will be treating you and your books like royalty. And BK Royston Publishing, informing, entertaining, and empowering you to the next level. So, yeah, branding is really important, and I have to tell you that I learned a lot about it, and the tips and resources that you send out, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
You are welcome, you are welcome. And listeners, you can, if you're saying, Charvette, you give out branding tips? Yes, I'm a social media coach, and actually right on Charvette.com, you have an opportunity for a group coaching class that I have coming up, 4 sessions coming up. So right on Charvette.com on the blog, you'll see that information. Or you can jump over to JoinCharvette.com. Jump over to JoinCharvette.com. But, Julia, I do have to say, to your credit, you have written original music for 5 music CDs, 2 DVDs. You've authored 19 books. You've been a contributing author in 3 books. So you have got this thing down pat.
I really enjoy the creative process. I really, really do. The writing and music songwriting, I enjoy the creative. It gets my juices flowing and my mind going. So I really enjoy the creative process. So, I mean, I know a lot of people get really kind of stuck on that and
mm-hmm.
what do I do next. And so when you're talking about coaching, I do offer author coaching, one-on-one coaching as well. So reach out to me. I'm on Facebook, Julia Royston, BK Royston Publishing, Royal Media. Julia Royston Enterprises is really my coaching arm because I find that some authors can write the book, but they don't
mm-hmm.
realize that being an author is a business. It's
yeah.
the business of – it is an industry. The publishing industry is a business. So I do offer that if you get stuck, if you've got all these papers and you don't know how to put them together, just go to juliarorson.net. You can instant message me on Facebook. I'm out there on Twitter. I'm out there on blab.in.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody's talked about that yet. Blab
yes.
and then Periscope. Follow me on Periscope as well. I've done like 2 Periscopes that I'm really excited about. I need to do them more and jump right into the Periscope world. Blab, I really enjoy, and I'm going to have you on one of my Blab
yes, please
sessions
do.
Because it really definitely, I really love the group type setting and having 2 or 3 people on and then other people being able to sit in the hot seat and ask questions. It's a wonderful environment. If you haven't tried it, Blab, B-L-A-B, and follow me, Julia Royston. I'm out there on Blab as well. So you can hit me up anywhere. JuliaRoyston.net is my home base for everything, and then you can get to everything else from there, JuliaRoyston.net. So
powerful,
thank
powerful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome. So, and I do want you to talk a little bit about, so this is a part, Jillian is a part of the Women of the Fellowship series. So talk a little bit about that series overall.
Well, the series, the Women of the Fellowship series is 3 books. The second book is Vernice, one of her best and longtime friends. And Vernice is book number 2. It is currently in editing, and it should be out by the first of the year. And the third book is Irma, and that is an older lady. And so When I say older, I don't mean, you know, I mean between 60 and up. So I want love for the 60 and up group too as well. So Bernice is Jillian's best friend. They've been conference, convention, church friends for years and years and years. Bernice is divorced. Her husband just like walked out on her and her son, and the adventure begins from there. And she's looking for love as well. And Miss Irma is older. Her husband actually died, and so she has grown children, and she has grandchildren, and she's thinking love has passed her by. A man came along years and years before and said he loved her after her husband had died and was going to help her raise her four children, but she never really thought she wanted her children to have a stepfather. So he married somebody else, and she went on with her life. But little does she know, love is for her as well. In her latter years, 30 years after her husband's been deceased, love comes to knock on her door. So that's Ms. Irma. So it's three books. Jillian was first, Bernice will be second, and Ms. Irma will be third. So look for the Women of the Fellowship series. I'm excited about that.
Oh, that sounds exciting. And when love comes a-knocking, just go ahead and answer the door. That's all you have to do.
When
go
you
ahead
love,
and
you gotta,
answer.
You got to open the door wide.
Open the door.
It's exciting. Oh, it's exciting.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. I love that. And so tell listeners how they can connect with you online, all of your connection points.
All of my connection points. Well, my main website is juliaroyston.net. That is kind of the hub for everything. bkroystonpublishing.com, Royal Media and, that's two A's, Royal Media and publishing.com. It's my second publishing company. My coaching company is juliaroystonenterprises.com. I'm on Facebook, Julia Royston. BK Royston Publishing, Royal Media is on Facebook, and so is Julia Royston Enterprises. I'm on Twitter, J Royston Worship, for more of my worship and praise information. Julia A.K. Royston is business, and that's on Twitter. BKR Publishing is also on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on the only thing I need you to give me a coaching class on is Pinterest for business. I need to get my Pinterest boards up and ready to go. But I'm on
wonderful
LinkedIn, Twitter, Periscope, Julia Royston, Blab, Julia Royston. I'm out there.
Fabulous. I love it. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the show and just telling us about your new release, Jillian, and for people to just whet their appetite so they can go out and grab that and support you. And so, again, thank
yay
you for stopping by.
Woo-hoo. Thank you all so right much, Charvette, for having me. Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of the week.
All right, thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be up with our next segment, New Artist Spotlight. You do not want to move. I'm telling you right now. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Spiritual food for thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. Super excited to have all of those that are tuning in from all across the world wide web. We broadcast live out of Richmond, Virginia, but we're heard all across the web. So thank you for all those that are hanging out on the phone lines. We see you. Thank you so much. For those that are tuning in and listening in from Twitter and from Instagram and from Charvette.com and for all of our broadcast stations, we say hello. Listen, we're moving right on in to our new artist spotlight. I'm always delighted to interview and showcase a new artist that are coming on the scene. I'm telling you what, there are artists that have some songs that you haven't even thought about hearing, and they have ministry with them. So my next guest, is she's hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic. She's enjoying some virtual snacks while she is in there, and I'm so excited. This young lady, we've been connected on Facebook, and so when I saw that her project was coming, her single was coming, I was like, oh, I need to have you on the show. And I'm talking about Melissa Erha, and I am excited because she's an international evangelist and psalmist anointed by God to shift atmospheres and transcend racial and gender and age and denominational barriers in the church worldwide. And her new single that's coming in just a few days, Stronger, you're going to get to hear all about it and all about her ministry. So I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. I think I have talked enough. Coming up to the mic right now, Melissa Erha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Charvette. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it is an honor to have you as a new artist spotlight. How does it feel to be referred to as an artist?
It's a little surreal still, but I'm getting used to it.
All right. So let's tell the listeners a little bit about you. And I ask our first guest about how their ministry started. Shout out to Prophetess Tara Carissa. So how did ministry start for you?
For me, I mean, I was born and raised in the church, and I think I've been surrounded by it my entire life, growing up with parents who worked in leadership in the church and having a mother who was an international missionary traveling the world. I just kind of entered right into it. And so as many have probably read in my bio, at 4 years old, I stood in front of my Sunday school class and told them that I was going to travel the world. And sure enough, as a young teenager, that started happening. And I just really felt, the pull and the call into ministry as a young child.
Wow. And so having parents that were in leadership roles, you know, that can go two ways. Some children will resent that because they'll remember the time. Maybe they had to stay in church, fall asleep on the pews. And then there are
right.
others that went the other way. So that's good. You didn't go the route of, okay, I don't want anything to do with church, but you embraced it. And so let's talk about your certainly being an evangelist and preacher and a psalmist. Is one easier than the other?
I think for me, I've learned that singing comes more naturally. That's what I've done ever since I can remember. And growing up, I think I automatically started assuming that I would be a preacher. So that's what I really
uh-huh.
started doing first. But I have found, I think, singing comes a little bit more naturally to me.
All right. And so with your singing, how would you describe your sound? If someone said, I haven't heard it before, who does she sound like? What kind of genre would you put yourself in?
All right. So that's kind of difficult sometimes because I find myself to be pretty eclectic. I love more worship style music. So people like Tasha Cobbs and Shana Wilson and William McDowell, that's definitely the sound that I have, but also I can tend to be very gospel-y. So you have the Clark Sisters and Tamela Mann, and I definitely grew up listening to them and kind of have tried to I follow that sometimes, so it's really a mix. And then there are some times where it's more contemporary Christian style, so it's really, I'm very eclectic.
All right. And you know what? You don't have to be put in a box. I think sometimes with music, people want to force people into a box, and I don't know if that's
Absolutely.
Because they feel like it's easier for them to comprehend, but hey, we can just let our gifts flow. So you're ministering and you're preaching and you're singing. When did you say, okay, I am ready to work on a single, I'm ready to work on a project? What was the catalyst that pushed you that way?
It's funny because it was always a dream for me growing up. I would pretend I was a singer, always dreamed of it. And a couple of years ago, I had met a musician at a church I was visiting, and he asked me after the service, he said, have you ever considered recording? And I just kind of laughed it off and said, no, it's just a dream. And he said, well, why does it have to be just a dream? So I immediately just began to pray about it and was like, well, I guess maybe this is something I could do. And it really wasn't the right timing for me. And in the last couple of years, I've tried to make it happen. And every single time I tried to start recording or working on a project, it just never worked out. Things would fall through. And I just understood, I came to the realization that it was not God's timing. And then some events happened in my life in the last year or so, and it just really kind of prepared me for this time. And I said, all right, now is the time. This is, you know, the time that God is allowing me. And it's funny because you know when things happen at the right time because everything falls into place correctly. And God began to open doors for me and connect me with the right people that could help me out. And because I was a novice, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to start. And people just were put in my path that could help me and really just lead me along. And here we are. And in a couple of days, it's releasing. And I can't believe it.
My God, dreams do come true. God can make dreams come true. And certainly when I hear of that description, like how things just started falling in place, I call those breadcrumbs. I know the Hansel and Gretel, but I really do. I call those God like leaving breadcrumbs, like confirmation. Yeah, you're going in the right direction. And
So
your website, I peeked at your website, and I saw on your website where the single is called Stronger, and it was birthed out of one of the darkest moments of your life. Do you want to kind of talk about that?
Absolutely. This is definitely a testimony that I am really beginning to share with people so they understand. And, you know, sometimes life happens to us and we don't really understand everything that's going on, and we question why things keep happening. And so last year in 2014, over the course of 6 months, just to kind of sum it up for you, I had lost my mother to cancer. At the time, my marriage was falling apart. It was going through a really rough time. And then I found out that I was actually pregnant, which was exciting, but also nerve-wracking because I had suffered 3 miscarriages before that. And 4 months into the pregnancy, I ended up losing the baby again. And then just different things kept happening, and there was different struggles I had in ministry, and I was really trying to find myself and really pursue what God had called me to do and not be fit into the box that other people had tried to put me into. And so I came to the point where I felt like I was at my lowest. It felt like everything, everywhere I turned, things were happening, and I was really heartbroken. I was hurt. I had been mistreated by, you know, many people. And this is just a summary of what had happened. Mm-hmm. And so it was the beginning of 2015. I just really was at my lowest, and it was like a cycle. Every day I was happy, or one day I was happy, the next day I was sad, and it just seemed like, you know, I could never catch a break, and just things were happening one thing after the other. And so God used a very close friend of mine to just speak into my life and say, you know, Melissa, you've got to come to the place where you are tired of this cycle and understand that through all of this, God is just making you stronger. And through all of this, you know, what the enemy has meant for evil, God is about to turn it around for your good, and he's going to get the glory out of it all. And so that really encouraged me, and she spoke to me and said, you know, be ready, because I really believe God is going to birth a song out of this season of your life. And she said, you know, don't sit down and try to write it. Just be ready, because mm-hmm. it's going to just come. And sure enough, oh, I was sitting on the couch one night watching TV, of all things, and all of a sudden I just heard words and a melody start coming. And I said, hold up. And I said, I need to get this stuff away. An hour later, I had this song completely penned, the music was written, and it began to minister to my life and really help minister to me through the situation. And even in this past year, things have still happened in my life, but this song has come back, and God has really used it to lift me up and encourage me that I can push through it all, because I'm a fighter, and I don't have to let these situations in life knock me down and destroy me. And so the enemy, he may knock me down, and he may push me over, but the weapon he has formed is not going to prosper, and I will rise up stronger than ever before because of it.
Amen. Amen. And my goodness, I've heard authors and artists say how they've written things and then what they wrote turned around and then ministered
yes.
and blessed them. You know,
yes.
that's God inspired. That is God
Amen.
Inspired. And thank you for being open and transparent, you know, to share. Certainly some people don't want to, for whatever reason, they don't want to share what they've been through, but other people can pull strength and they can feel stronger. So hence the title of the single. And listeners, we're going to let you hear it. Don't worry. We're going to let you hear. You're going to hear it in a few minutes. We're going to let you hear it. So do you normally write all of your songs, or do you work with other songwriters?
I typically write a lot of music. Everywhere I go and sing, I don't necessarily always sing my material, but it is something mm-hmm. that I've started working on. And I had put the pen down for a little while, but have picked it back up again, and hopefully will come out with a full album that is all original music and to, you know, bless and encourage others.
Wonderful. And so producers, who helped you with producing?
I am so grateful for the producer that God had put in my path and connected me with, Junior Lee of Faith Junkie Productions in Delaware. He helped produce this and really took the vision and ran with it, helped bring it to life. And he, you know, with me just verbally telling him the sound that I could hear in my spirit, he was able to grab a hold of it and bring it to life. And I'm just forever grateful. And he truly is anointed for what he does.
All right. Shout out to him.
Yes.
So it's going to be releasing in just a few days. How will listeners be able to get a hold of it?
Yes, it will be releasing on Friday, the 23rd, October 23rd, and it'll be available on all digital media outlets. So iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, CD Baby, and so it'll be available for digital download. And also, if listeners prefer a CD copy, they can order that on my website, melissaemusic.com, and they will get a physical CD copy of it as well.
All right, and I love your pictures and all of your colors. So listeners, definitely jump over to melissaemusic.com, and I've put the link on charvette.com. If you're hanging out listening from there, it is in my blog post about Melissa, so you can jump right over there. All right, so I think this is a good time to play the single for the listeners, and then when we come back, I certainly want to hear about your CD release party that's coming up, and then shout-outs that you may have. So we're going to talk some more, but I want to go ahead and let listeners hear Stronger right now. You think that's a good idea?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go, listeners.
One day and down the next, one moment smiling, another crying. Can't seem to get my rest. People using and abusing, heartbreak and hurt are at simply make me stronger.
Spotlight, Melissa Earhart, Stronger. You can pick it up in a few days on all digital downloads. Melissa, I'm telling you, how does that feel to just hear your dream that has come to fruition, you know, playing in your ears? How does that feel?
Yes, I'm over here practically in tears, just
aww,
in amazement for all that God has done. And again, I tell you, every time I hear that song, it just continues to minister to me. And so my desire is to share it with the world now so it can minister to somebody else. So it's exciting.
Absolutely. He is forever faithful to us.
Yes.
My goodness, forever faithful. Oh, my goodness. Do you want to give any shout-outs, anyone else that has just helped you with, you know, getting this off the ground? We've talked about your producers. Any other shout-outs you want to give?
Absolutely. I do have to give a shout-out to Dominion Media International, who really has helped with all the graphic designing and designing the website, the cover, all the flyers. They've just done a great, great job at, again, taking the vision and just running with it and bringing it all to life. And so I'm grateful
Woo-hoo!
For that. Yes, absolutely.
It looks beautiful. It looks beautiful.
Yes, it really does. It's more beautiful than I could have imagined. So, and then also for all those beautiful pictures, Coach A Photography out of Bronx, New York, they did an amazing job. And I'm grateful today. I'm so excited. And I also do want to give a shout out to Pastor Jessica Jones, who really God has used to speak into my life through all of these seasons and helped really push me along. And when I didn't think this would happen, just spoke life to me and just gave me those extra pushes and prayers. And just to everybody, I have to give a shout out to everybody, to my dad, who has really supported me, my dad, Lori Engman. I hope he's listening. But again, just to everybody who has pushed me, prayed for me, gave me encouraging words, even through those seasons of my life where I was knocked down, and the people that came and just hugged me, and the people that have been supporting me and have been waiting and asking for this song to come out and for something to be released. I'm grateful today.
Amen, amen. Big shout out to all of your shout outs. Shout out to Pastor Jessica. She just shared on Facebook, and I saw that come through, and she's a past guest of the show as well. So big shout out there. Woo-hoo-hoo. Okay, and so you have a release project party. You have a single release coming up. So tell us all about that.
Absolutely. I am so excited. It was not something that I really had planned to do. I was just going to release a song, but about the beginning of September, I think it was Labor Day weekend, I was just driving in my car, and I just felt like God impressed on my heart then that I needed to do a night of worship. And at the time, I didn't know where, I didn't know how, I didn't know what, but I just felt it, to just get worshipers together and just go into the presence of God and just have a night of really reverencing Him and just going in. And so, for lack of a better term, and so I called on, you know, some of my friends and said, let's do this, let's put this together. And then it just ended up turning into a night where I could also sing the single and, be a celebration for the release of that. And so it happened to be the day after the release. And but the vision was really to just get people together. And, you know, it didn't matter what denomination anybody was from. It's just let's get together and worship God, because like you mentioned before, that I really feel God has called me to do, to just help break down some of those barriers that we set up in, you know, between denominations, between races and cultures and age. And, you know, we build up walls, and it's, you know, we want to fellowship just, you know, the people that we want to fellowship with, and just the people that go to our church, and the people, you know, that go elsewhere we don't really want to touch and we don't want to be, you know, a part of. But my desire is just for us to be unified. We're a body of Christ. We're all children of God. So that is my vision and my desires. Let's just get together and worship God together and leave those barriers outside and just, you know, be united, because that's the only way we're going to win this world, and that's the only way we will make a mark on this world, is just to be united and stop tearing each other down. So it's going to be a night. I am so excited about it. I cannot wait for it to get here. So if you are in the Maryland area, Virginia, Delaware, wherever you may be, I just hope we pack out the house and the church. And it's not necessarily to, you know, for people to come see me. I just want us to come together and worship God. So that's the vision.
Wonderful. And, you know, I think some people are going to be surprised when they get to heaven, because it's going to be a whole lot of people there that maybe they didn't think they were going to see, but it's going to be
Absolutely.
A multitude, a mixture of people in heaven. So if you're planning to go to heaven, go ahead and get on board now to diversity and to all of us coming together. All right, so A Night of Worship, it's the single release concert. It's presented by Melissa E. Music. What day and time is it?
All right, that is going to be October 24th, Saturday, October 24th at 6 p.m. sharp. We are starting it on time, so don't drag in at 7 o'clock. You know, it's going to be 6 p.m. We are opening
right.
it up. So that is what we will be doing, and it's going to be hosted at New and Living Way Church in Mardella Springs, Maryland, and I'm excited about it. So if you're in, it's right outside of Salisbury, so if you know that area on the Eastern Shore. And so 6 p.m. this Saturday, October 24th, we have some awesome musical guests that are going to be partaking in that night. We have my sister, Niecy Trot, who also is going to be releasing an album soon. So I'm excited to promote her, and also Aaron Harris and Genesis, who I know is also working on an album. So I know they're pretty well known in that area, and they're just like me. They just love to praise and worship God, and that's what that night is all about.
Wonderful. And does it cost to get into the concert, to this night of worship?
No, my desire was to have it open to all. We are not charging for the event. We will be taking up an offering, you know, so there are costs involved and everything. So we will be taking up a free will offering, but admission is free. But we also, there will be selling CDs. We'll be selling T-shirts, because we do have some T-shirts that go along with the single, and wristbands. We have a couple different options. We have a couple things. So we're excited. So that will be for sale there as well.
Okay, so tell me about your T-shirts. I saw that on Facebook or Twitter.
Yes. A friend of mine had given me an idea to come up with some T-shirt designs. So we have come up with a T-shirt that has a slogan on there that says, "Awaken the Fighter Within and Rise Up Stronger." So that you can get in, as, you know, to go along with the single, because that really is the message, is, you know, that's what we're doing. We're awakening that fighter within us to rise up, and we're stronger. So that's it's just a little motivational T-shirt, and as well as a talking point. You know, people, I hope they'll stop me on the street and be like, "What is that about?" So it's great, but it's also representing and saying that we're a fighter. And we also have wristbands that people can purchase that say, "I am stronger," and you wear that as a daily reminder. When something happens, you can look down and say, "You know, I'm stronger. I'm stronger. I'm not going to let this defeat me. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm stronger." So we've got those available as well.
Oh, wow. So is someone able to purchase that from your website or another way if they're not in the area?
Definitely, they can be purchased on the website, melissaemusic.com, or also if you're linked to Melissa E. Music on Facebook, you can connect to the store that way as well. Or, you know, if you're at the concert, they'll be there, but, you know, definitely on the website.
All right, there you go. Okay, my last question for you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
All right. Well, I think just living out my purpose and always wanting to be in God's will is what continues to motivate me. When I get up every morning, that's my desire, is I just want to please the Lord, and at the end of the day, I want to know that I've impacted somebody's life. So I continually, I look for opportunities throughout the day where I can help somebody, where I can talk to them, give them a hug, just encourage them, and just tell somebody hello. That is what continues to motivate me. I love people, and I love connecting with people, and so if I could just leave a little mark on this world and know every day that I have helped somebody and made a difference in their life, then I know that I have fulfilled my purpose, and that, you know, I'm living in the center of God's will.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for stopping by, and congratulations really
thank
on this,
you.
this shift
yes.
that you're about to have in your ministry, and just how you're going to continue to impact the world. So thank you for stopping by.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor, and I'm just excited. Thank you so much, Charvette.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right, listeners, that's going to be a wrap for today's show. Oh, my goodness. We started the top of the hour out with Prophetess Tara Carissa. I'm telling you what, she's got a video on that's going viral on Facebook, over 2 million hits. You can see that as a public post, but certainly a powerful woman of God just trying to impact lives. Then we talked to author, publisher Julia Royston, who's doing big things in the literary industry, and then we wrapped up here with New Artist Spotlight, and you're going to check out Melissa E. Music. I've tagged her on Facebook. I have tagged her personal page and also her music page, so those are easy connection points. I've also tagged my guests in Instagram and Twitter. So if you're connected with me, twitter.com/Charvette, instagram.com/CharvetteM, and then certainly facebook.com/Charvette, those are the most easy connection points right there for you. So support all of our guests. Certainly Charvette.com is where you can send people. If you heard the show today and you're like, oh, my goodness, I know people need to listen to this, they need to hear this again, they can jump over to Charvette.com and experience that. So I do want to let our listeners know I have a brand new coaching program that is going to start November 2nd. 4 weeks. 4 weeks. You'll get to spend 4 weeks with me, four total hours, an hour every week. It's called Facebook for Entrepreneurs, and during this four-week group coaching session, you will create a 30-day Facebook client attraction plan. I'm going to show you my techniques for getting noticed on Facebook, my techniques for easy and time-friendly Facebook posting. This is perfect for authors, artists, coaches, preachers. I can throw all in the mix. I want to help you promote what you need to promote, and I've got the strategies that will help you. So there's a four-week group coaching program available to you. Just go to joincharvette.com. Very simply, just join me. Joincharvette.com. If you're hanging out on Charvette.com, you'll see it over on the right, a little banner there. So I invite you to join me in this program so we can help promote your products, your businesses, and your services out unto the world and so that they can do what they need to do. All right, that's going to be it. I'm going to see you guys next week. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.